I've often been shocked at how unfaithful Christians can be.
我常常很惊讶，就是看到为什么很多基督徒他们根本不信实。
In relating to one another.
他们彼此不忠心。
The word faith in Greek can be translated either as faith or faithfulness. It's one and the same thing.
信心这圣经里面可以翻译成为信心或者是忠心。
And if you cannot be faithful on the human level, you can't tell me that you can be faithful to God.
只要你对人不敬重的话，你不能够说你对神敬重。
I will need a lot of time to develop this point.
可能这一点我需要多一些时间。
But we don't have that time now.
可能现在我们没有时间了。
Because our relationship to God and our relationship to man is inseparable.
我们跟神的关系，跟我们彼此间的关系是不可分隔的。
You will know the level of faith of a person when you see the way they relate to other people.
你看到那个人对神的信心，当你看到他跟其他人的关系。
A faithful person behaves in a very different way.
一个忠心的人，他的表现是很不一样。
And can show you that there is either genuine faith or the potential of genuine faith.
我跟你说，就是一个真实的信心，或许是那一份的潜力在里面。
And by genuine faith, I mean a living relationship with God.
那个真实的信心，就是说跟神一个活生生的关系。
As somebody who has spent much time in theology.
有人他曾经在神学里面啊读过很多。
That is me.
这是张牧师。
I'm not at all impressed with professions of faith.
好，我不希望口头上的信心。
But we must persist in living communion with Him.
我们也得坚持的有跟神有个活生生的关系。
So I mentioned just quickly this matter of faithfulness as a requirement. When you go out to preach the gospel, you don't go alone. You work in a team, and faithfulness is essential to that.
所以当你谈到去传福音的时候，我们不是一个人去的，我们是一组人的出去，所以彼此间那份忠心是很重要。
But faithfulness of the biblical kind is a miracle in itself.
当然，在圣经里面谈到这份的忠心，这个本身就是一份的神迹。
It involves an inner transformation.
这个需要一个内心的改变。
In which, when people are not nice to us, a brother or sister, intentionally or unintentionally.
就是当弟兄姐妹对我们不好，不管他们是有意的还是故意还是无意的。
We do not turn against them.
我们不会反叛他们。
We do not slander them.
我们不会讲他们的坏话。
We do not speak evil of them.
我们不会讲恶话来重伤他们。
One of the most serious marks of the problems of the Chinese churches today, including us.
现今在华人教会里面，也包括我们在内。
Is how easy slander can move through the church.
一个很严重的问题就是怎么样的用恶话来重伤。
Speaking evil of one person and another, and passing this on magnified as it goes along the way.
在背后讲别人的坏话，也不断的去把这事的传出去。
I have never seen so much of this kind of thing as in the Chinese churches.
我似乎在华人教会里面看到这些事情的更多、更严重。
And to tell me that there is, you know, the Chinese churches have deep, genuine faith, well, let's look at the facts.
所以你跟我说啊，华人教会他们有真的信心呢？我说啊，看事实吧。
I think we as Chinese churches must come before God and let Him search us, because the quality of relationship between brothers and sisters is much too bad.
所以我们华人教会，我们需要在神的面前去检讨，因为我们彼此之间的关系非常的肤浅。
We need a miracle to transform us in the way we relate to one another.
我们彼此之间的彼此之间的对待，我们需要神去改变我们。
But as I said, it will take a long time to go into that.
可是在去研究这个问题的话，可能需要时间太多了。
What's the point of bringing the gospel to the ends of the earth when we cannot establish a community among ourselves in which there is genuine love and faithfulness and concern?
只要彼此之间根本不能够真正互相的相爱、互相的忠心的话，我们怎么样把福音传到地极呢？
What kind of community you want to establish somewhere else?
我们要传什么呢？
Third point, quickly.
第三点。
The new man in Christ
在基督里新造的人
is a man with vision.
他是一个有意象的人。
Wonderful. It's a wonderful thing to have vision.
有意象是非常重要，非常。
As we go into the new millennium, do you have any vision?
当你进入新的纪元里面，你们有个新的，你们有个意象呢？
I see very few Christians who have vision.
很少基督徒他们有意象。
Spiritual vision.
属灵的意象。
From out of these visions, there come plans, concrete plans of action.
当有这些的意象的话，他们就有计划，也很实际的去行动。
Without vision, all we are going to have is missionary activity. So all the points I'm talking about today all have to deal, when I talk about the qualities of the new man, have to do with outreach.
所以我们谈到意象的话，假如没有意象的话，我们所有的就是宗教的活动吧，就是一个宣教的活动。
I think I shared with some of you before, when I was in Montreal some 10 years ago.
我曾经也跟你们分享过，在大概十年前在满地可。
I attend the Montreal church whenever I can when I return to Canada.
我每一次回到加拿大的时候，我都会参加满地肯的教会。
And that Sunday, the pastor of the church was preaching there.
那一天那时候那个牧师在讲道。
And I was sitting there listening to the message.
我坐在那里听讲道。
And suddenly a vision came to me.
忽然在我的脑海里面，我看到一个意象。
And I was transported away in the vision.
我就被提升到那个意象里面。
And suddenly I saw in front of me.
我看到我的前面。
The whole of China spread out in front of me.
整个的中国在我的面前。
Looking from south to north, I could see the whole of China in front of me.
从南到北，我可以看到整个的中国。
And I saw a light, the light of God, descend and cover the whole of China.
我看到神的光，光照着整个中国。
And my heart was so moved.
我的心非常的被感动。
And I said, Lord, will you not raise up to begin with 10 men, 10 people?
我跟神说，我说神啊，开始的时候你不会兴起十个人吗？
To be able to start reaching out into China.
去开始向中国传福音。
So amazing vision I had there. This picture is always there. When you see a vision, it sticks in your mind. The whole of China, and they're all covered in a golden glow.
一个非常奇妙的意象。当你有一个意象的话，你永远会记得在我面前一个中国的图画，还有金黄的光。
And so I made this request.
所以我就这样恳求。
And since that time, this vision has been being transformed into reality.
从那时候开始，这个意象一步一步的。
The first stage of that vision and my request for 10 co-workers from China itself.
第一个阶段就是我恳求在中国本地里面兴起十个同工。
Is now precisely being fulfilled.
已经实现了。
There must be a vision from God, not something we just dream up ourselves.
我们需要从神那里有一个意象，不是我们自己想出来的。
I don't remember how long I was in that vision.
我忘记了我在那个意象里面有多久。
And then when I sort of came back again into this into the meeting hall.
当我回到现实的生活里面的时候。
I don't know how much of the message had been going on. I didn't hear anything, of course.
当然在那个时候，当我在沉醉在这个意象里面，我根本没有注意到讲到了在讲什么呢？讲了多久
？As a matter of fact, I don't remember anything about that service.
我似乎根本记不起那天讲到所讲的。
Except that vision.
可是那个意象还在我的脑海。
When we are new in Christ,
当我们在基督里面成为一个新造的人，
we live in this new life.
我们在活这个新的生命。
God will give us visions.
神会给我们意象。
Just as Paul had the vision of the Macedonian call.
就好像保罗他有一个马其顿的意象。
And then he went on into Europe to preach the gospel.
他就去欧洲去传福音。
Since that vision, I have myself been into China several times.
自从那一次的意象之后，我自己本身去了中国好几次。
And God is moving the work forward.
神也把他的工作继续。
Though my visits did not directly have to do with the fulfilling of this vision.
当然，我去中国的探访跟这次的意向的实现不是直接的拉上关系。
There's so many things I could say on all these points. I will just give you the headings and move on, and we have to close.
很多事情要跟你们分享，但是我可能只是给你一个标题吧。
The fourth thing I would like to say, if you are concerned about world evangelism,
第四点我也说了，就是你关心世界的传福音的工作。
Is that the new man in Christ is mobile?
一个新造的人，他是很灵活的。
Mobile means, I mean, he can move from place to place.
他很容易的可以从一个地方转到另外一个地方。
Are you mobile?
你是否一个很容易
？Many Christians are unable to move.
很多的基督徒根本走不动。
They are pinned down to the ground.
他们好像钉在地上了。
Could you move at short notice?
你在一个短时间的通知里面，你是否可以走了
？What is the point of talking about bringing the gospel to the ends of the earth when you can't even move from where you are now?
啊，假如你根本走不开的话，你怎么谈到传福音呢
？Among our co-workers, we have something very interesting.
在我的同工里面，有一些很有趣的事情。
Which is called mobile teams.
就是我们一个流动的队伍。
And these are volunteers.
他们是自愿的。
That means they have made themselves available to be.Available for any work at very short notice.
换句话说，就是当有需要的时候，他们随时可以动身。
These mobile teams might have to move out within less than 48 hours notice.
可能就是在两天之内，他们就要从一个地方转到另外一个地方了。
They pack their bags and off they go.
他们即刻收拾行李，他们就走了。
Sometimes the other side of the world.
可能去地球的另一个角落。
And there have been quite a number of times when they have been called upon to move and move quickly.
有好几次他们需要这样子做。
They are mobile.
他们非常的有流动性。
They keep themselves very mobile. They keep very few possessions.
他们所拥有的财物很少。
They just throw a few things in the bag and they're gone.
他们把东西放在行囊里面就可以走了。
Needless to say, most of them are not married people.
当然，大部分他们这都是单身的。
Married people not so mobile.
结了婚的人可能就没有那么容易了。
But some of them are very willing to be mobile.
可是有一些他们很愿意的这样做。
But 48 hours notice is a little bit too short for them.
当然48小时的通知是太少了一点。
But the general principle we see in the scriptures about the new man.
可是在圣经里面谈到一般的原则，关于一个新造的人的话。
Is his remarkable mobility, like the Lord Jesus himself.
他就好像主耶稣所说的，他们非常容易的去从一个地方走到另外地方。
As the Lord said, Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head, though the foxes have holes, the birds have nests. Son of Man nowhere to lay his head.
主耶稣有说，狐狸有洞，天上的飞鸟有窝，可是人子没有枕头的地方。
That is to say, unlike the fox, he doesn't have a hole.
换句话说，不像狐狸，他根本连洞都没有。
Unlike the bird, he doesn't have a nest.
不像一个鸟，他连巢都没有。
He can leave right away.
他随时可以走。
Our churches are not mobile.
我们的教会的人没有那么不是那样。
When the Lord said, "Sell all that you have," do you see what it means? It means you are very mobile. You got nothing holding you down.
你明白主耶稣所说的要变卖一切吗？因为当你变卖一切的话，就根本没有东西可以拉着你了。
Those in our mobile teams have nothing to sell, as a matter of fact. So they
are
very mobile.
所以在我们的同工里面啊，这些的同工，他们就没有东西可以卖的，他们随时可以走。
Because in this mobility, the Lord can direct you anywhere, anytime, very quickly.
因为在这个流动性里面，在一个灵活的里面，神可以随时指示你到任何地方。
But you don't have that freedom from material possessions.
因为你没有被就是物质的东西绑住你。
In fact, the reverse. You want to acquire more, buy more things, buy more things.
可是很多时候我们所做的往往是相反的，我们买这个买那个。
So when we want to move, wow, the piles of things. You know, what are we supposed to do with all this?
所以当我们要走的时候，我们说，哎呀，那么多的东西怎么办呢
？We don't even know where all this came from.
我们不懂那些东西从哪来的。
We are not mobile.
我们根本走不动。
But when you are mobile, you don't have much.
所以当我们说我们要流动的话，我们所拥有的就很少了。
So not only you are mobile, you need to depend on God for the provision of everything.
所以不单只是你很灵活，你很流动，可是你还是要依靠神去供应你。
Then you learn to experience how God provides for your needs. Then you know with Him all things are possible.
那你就知道如何去应用，就是神怎么去供应你，你就知道靠着神无所不能。
I have lived this kind of life and still am living it now.
我现在还是过同样的生活。
As you realize, I'm half the year in Hong Kong, the other half of the year somewhere in Canada, who knows where.
那你就知道有半年我可能在香港，有半年可能在北美。
At our age, being as mobile as this is not easy. You have nowhere to settle.
在我们这个年纪的话去流动的话，其实是不容易的。
You're all the time packing and unpacking, packing, unpacking. Finally, you just live out of the suitcase. You don't bother to unpack anymore.
整天就在收拾行李到最后我们可能就把东西从行李拿出来就是了。
This is one thing that my wife had to learn from me. It's very hard for her.
这个是我妻子要学的。
When we were in England, for all the time we were there, we hardly stayed ever in one place for more than 6 to 9 months.
当我们在英国的时候，我们没有住在一个地方超过6到9个月。
And that is over 30 years ago now.
这个是30年前的。
And it's still true today.
到现在还是这样子。
So where is our home? When some people, we have to fill out the form, where is your place of residence? I often don't know what to fill in.
So 有时候他们说，哎，你住在哪？我根本不知道应该写什么。
Should I write Canada?
加拿大吗？
Should I write Hong Kong?
还是香港？
Both are true. I don't know what exactly to write. They need to...
所以我根本不知道应该写什么才是。
Nowhere I can properly call home, or maybe I can call everywhere home, either way.
我根本不知道哪一个是才是我真正的家，可能说每一个地方都是我的家。
And there, all the way back, that has been my lifestyle.
这个是我一直的生活方式。
Are you prepared to live in this way?
你是否预备这样子的生活呢？
Like the Lord Jesus.
像主耶稣一样。
So, in this life of dependence on Him,
这个靠主过活的生活，
and experiencing the way He fulfills His word,
去经验主怎么实现他的话语。
It is truly wonderful.
非常的奇妙。
Yes, it is tiring.
当然很累。
When you first, as a young person, travel, it's very interesting. You travel here, travel there. It's all great fun, you know.
年轻人走来走去，挺好玩的。
By now, the thought of traveling gets very tiring.
现在再想到要出门的话，非常的累。
Yeah. So, but you experience the Lord.
可是你经验到神。
Have you experienced the Lord's words?That the Lord provides for His people just as He provides for the birds of the air.
你没有经验过，就好像主怎么样去供养他的天上的飞鸟，他这样子的去帮助你呢？
I can tell you endless stories of how the Lord works is doing the impossible.
啊，我所说的故事真的讲不完。
And He says He will clothe you with a glory beyond that even of a king.
他说他会把超过所罗门王的那个荣耀加给你。
When I came out of China, I had absolutely nothing.
当我从中国我离开中国的时候，我一无所有。
Not even a watch. I sold that in order to be able to have something to eat.
我手表都没有，我是卖了我手表，以至于我有饭吃。
And when I came out of China, so I had to try and figure out what's the time. I had to look around somewhere and see if the shop, do they have a clock somewhere?
当我离开中国的时候，我在到处看，到底现在几点呢？
And I couldn't afford a watch for a long time.
很长的一时间，我根本买不起一个手表。
And then one day I visited my mother.
有一天我探望我的母亲。
By this time she was in Europe after having had an operation for her lung problems.
那时候她刚动了一个肺部的手术，在欧洲。
She didn't have much money.
她也没有多少钱。
Because of all the medical bills.
因为她要付很多的医疗费。
She noticed I don't have a watch.
她看到我没有手表。
How can you live in a civilized part of the world without a watch?
她说你怎么在文明社会里面生活而没有手表的呢？
So she said to me, she said, here is a watch you can use.
她说啊，这里有一个手表，你用吧。
Your father bought this watch.
这是你父亲买的。
In fact, he bought two of these watches.
其实他买了两个。
So they are men's watches.
啊，是男装的。
You know what watches these were?
你这是什么手表吗？
Gold Omega.
金的雅米加。
Wow, here is a guy who owns nothing, and suddenly my mother says, "Why don't you take the watch and use it? You don't have a watch."
然后说这个穷光蛋竟然有这么一个名贵的手表。
So can you imagine? I was in my 20s, walking around with a gold Omega on my wrist.
你想想，我那时候才二十来岁，我就手里就带着一个金的雅米加手表。
The Lord could have provided me with any old junk that keeps the time.
神其实可以给我一个很旧的手表就可以了。
But there is the way He wanted to show me. I will clothe you beyond even Solomon never had a gold Omega. You can be sure.
可是神说我会加添给你，就好像当年的所罗门也没有一个金的手表吧。
And today, even many prime ministers don't have gold Omegas, not even gold Rolex.
就是今天有很多的总理，他们也不一定有一个金的雅米加或者是劳力士手表。
And here's this 20-year-old guy, you know, walking around with a gold Omega. But my mother said, I have no use for the gold watch.
然后可是那时候就这个连二十来岁的年轻人就有这个这么名贵的手表。
I guess my father gave it to her so in case she had some financial need, maybe she can sell one of them.
我想我父亲给她就是当她有需要的时候，可能她可以卖，变卖为钱。
But she didn't even know where to sell the watch.
可她根本不知道要卖的话卖去哪。
And anyway, at that point in time, she didn't need to sell it.
但那个时候她也不需要去卖它。
And for several years, I was walking around with a gold Omega on my wrist.
所以我戴了这个金的手表戴了好几年了。
The nice thing is this.
更有趣的就是这个。
Most people never noticed it was a gold Omega I was wearing.
很多人根本没有留意到，就是我所戴的是个金的手表。
My father used to say,
我父亲曾经这样说
that if I wear any old junk watch, that he wore any old junk watch,
就说假如他戴任何一个旧的手表
because of his position,
因为他的地位
everybody thought he was wearing something very valuable.
可能人家以为他戴的是很名贵的东西
In fact, it was a very cheap watch.
可能只是一个很便宜的手表
Of course, later he liked to wear Omega and Rolex, but early on he wore any old thing.
当然之后呢他喜欢戴一些金的名贵的名牌手表
But the reverse is true of me, you see.
可是我呢就是相反的。
No matter how expensive a watch I wore, people didn't even look at it because they were sure that I only wear junk, you see.
就是我不管戴怎么样名贵的手表，别人也看也不看，因为他相信就是这个不是好东西。
So I noticed for years, nobody ever asked me, hey, how come you have a gold Omega?
所以我留意到很多年了，他们都没有问，为什么你戴那么名贵的一个手表呢？
And me, being very naive, didn't have any clue about the value of the watch.
我那时候那么的无知，根本不知道这个手表的价值。
And there I was walking around happily with this thing here, and with no fear of being robbed.
还带着这个手表到处走，没有想到可能会被打抢。
Solid gold Omega. Omega also makes steel watches. This is not a steel Omega. This is a gold one.
这个不是一个杠的手表，是个纯金的手表。
My father bought it as an investment, you know.
我父亲买这个手表的时候，可能他是当作是一个投资。
And certainly you don't buy a steel Omega for investment.
当你投资的话，你不会买一个杠表。
When later on I realized the value of this watch.
之后，当我发现到那个手表的价值的时候呢？
And I was able to afford another cheap watch.
那时候我可以买另外一个便宜的手表了。
So I stopped wearing the Omega.
所以我就不戴那个金表。
And then some years later, I gave the watch away to a dear friend of mine.
再过了几年之后，我就把这个手表送给一个我很要好的朋友。
I didn't realize that actually I was giving him problems.
我没有想到，其实我是给他麻烦。
He then looked at the gold Omega and he knew the value of it.
他看到那个手表，他知道那个手表的价值。
And he kept protesting, no, I can't accept this.
他说，哎呀，我不能够接受。
After all, it's from your father. I mean, this is a family heirloom, I can't take this.
再来就是你的家传至宝。
But I insisted that he should accept it, and so finally he accepted the watch.
可是我就坚持说，你一定要收下，后来他就收下了。
Last year, he insists to return the watch to me.
去年他坚决的要把这个手表还给我。
He finally said to me, "Please, you have to understand. I'm very uncomfortable. I've kept your watch all these years, but with the intention to return it to you."
他说：“你一定要明白，我收了你的手表那么多年，我是希望能够有一天能够还给你。”
So behold, the gold watch is back again.
所以我又得到拿回来这个手表。
And now, what do I do with it? I think, what am I going to do with it?
那我应该怎么办呢
？But now, now it is a family heirloom because it comes down from my father.
当然这个是我们的家传至宝了。
So, I think my daughter is very keen if she could inherit the watch.
当然我的女儿很希望能够承受这个手表了。
Of course, she cannot wear a man's watch.
她不能戴这个男装的手表。
But for her, it's from grandfather. It's an heirloom.
当然对她来说是从祖父传下来的，很重要。
I said, okay, you can have the watch indeed.
然后就说好吧，就送给你了。
You see, the Lord's word is so true, and I see the humor of it. He could have given me any watch, but he gave me only the best.
神的话是那么的真实，他也是很幽默。他所给的是给最好。
When the Lord Jesus says, "I will clothe you beyond the glory of Solomon," he meant just that.
当主耶稣说我会使你穿戴像所罗门王，他所说的就实现了。
Seek first the kingdom, he said. Seek first the kingdom of God. All these things will be given to you. You can have them all.
他说你要先求他的国和他的义，这一切都加给你。
But you have Christians all chasing after the things instead of the kingdom of God.
可是你看到很多的基督徒所追求的是属世的事情，而不是神的国。
And all through these years, I experienced the truth that with God, all things are possible.
这多少年以来，我一直在活在这个事实、这个真理的里面，就是在神里面是无所不能的。
God is so real.
神是真实的。
I think we have to close even without going through the points anymore.
我想我真的要结束了。
So I hope at least I have conveyed some idea of what I mean, the difference between religion and a living relationship with the God who does all things.
我希望我已经跟你们分清楚，就是当我们相信的是真实，是宗教呢，还是像是一个活生生的神？
God has been gracious to allow me to have a part in the building up of many churches in the world. But you can see from my message,
可是你从我的讲道里面你可以看到,
I'm not interested in setting up churches.
我对建立, 我只是说, 设立教会我没兴趣。
I'm not interested in proclaiming a religion.
我不要全讲一个宗教。
I long that every one of you can know the living God.
我希望你们每一个人都能够认识这个活生生的神。
And to experience him for yourself.
然后自己亲身的去经验他。
Because the scripture says, to know him, that is to know Jesus, that is life. To know him, not just in the head, but in the Bible, know means experience.
因为主耶稣他是说,他认识神,这个不是说头脑的认识,是亲身的认识,这个就是永生。
I pray that the Singapore church,
我希望新加坡的教会,
that is all of you,
就是你们每一位。
Will, by the grace of God, through him who does the impossible, become a church through which the word of God will reach out through Asia.
靠着神的恩典，靠着这个无所不能的神，你可以把这个福音能够传遍。
Through which other people throughout Asia may come to know the living God.
以至于在亚洲的每一个人能够认识这个活的神。
And in the process of bringing the true gospel to other parts of Asia and perhaps the world.
在传福音的那个过程的里面。
You will experience God in a very deep way.
你会更深的去认识神。
You can already start now by opening your homes to invite people in.
你可以现在就开始了，把你的家里打开，让别人能够到你的家。
Some of you are already doing that.
可能你们已经在做了。
But on a more well-planned way.
希望在一个更有计划的方法里面。
For example, you can show a video.
或许你可以放映一些录像。
Which will draw and invite the neighbors in to look at it.
还请你的邻居来看这个录像。
Then have a time of discussion about this video afterwards.
可以在看完录像之后一起去讨论。
Invite them for some refreshments.
还请他们吃一些的茶点。
We started a church in Hong Kong just by showing a film, you know then?
你知道我们在香港我们就是靠播映一个电影我们就开然后就开始一个教会。
Because I said to the team, that was the fourth team, I'm going to give you an assignment. And the assignment is you start a new church.
那时候是第四队我跟他们说我说我要给你们一个功课就是说你们要设立一个教会。
They thought, how will we start a church?
他说怎么开始呢?
I said, well, how about like this?You show a film, you choose a film, you find a place, choose a film, and then invite all the people in the apartments, you know, Hong Kong has high-rise apartment blocks, invite all of them upstairs and downstairs nearby, all come and see the film.
然后就说啊，你可以去筹备一个电影的音响会，然后你就因为香港很多的高楼大厦，你就说可以请每一个人来看观看这个电影。
And then from there you can start a church.
那从那里就可以开始了。
I said, really that easy?
那么容易吗?
So I'll try.
好吧，试试看。
So they went and looked for a film, whatever.
他们就找一个适当的影片。
And then they printed these things, invited people all come in.
他们就印一些的单张，然后就邀请人。
And then when the day came, they wondered if anybody will turn up.
然后那一天的时候想有没有人来呢？
And then when they walked into the room, they had a shock.
他进入房间里面，他们吓了一跳。
The place was packed.
满屋子都是人。
哇 ，they thought, how are we going to handle cope with so many people?
他说怎么办呢？那么多人。
First, they're afraid nobody comes.
起初他们是担心没有人来。
Next day, they're terrified there are so many people.
后来他们担心因为太多人了。
And then they thought, oh, the people come once, maybe they never come again.
他们想可能他们来一次，可能他们以后不也再来了。
And behold, they continued to come, some of them.
啊，可是有一部分他们还是继续的来。
That's how the Central Church in Hong Kong was started.
就是中环香港的中环教会怎么样的开始的。
Of course, now that is quite a big church, and they're just going to start a new church on the east side of Hong Kong.
啊，现在那个教会已经是很大了，他们又在香港的东部再成立另外一个教会。
But I could see the encouragement to the fourth team of such a thing.
可是我看到那个时候对第四队来说是一个很大的鼓励。
Evangelism is not a difficult thing.
传福音其实是不难的。
The important thing, as I said, that's the difficult part, is to preach the true gospel.
难的、重要的就是怎么传一个真正的福音。
And so from there on, I see that perhaps one of these days, some of you in units of two or three may be able to go forth to Burma, and who knows, as far as maybe... South America, Central America, I was dreaming for you today.
或许说不定呢，就是你们起初可能是两三个去缅甸，或许有一天你们能够去到南非。
This 南美。
南美。
This morning I was dreaming.
今天早晨我在想。
Maybe the Singapore church is going to set an example to all the churches.
或许新加坡的教会可以成为其他教会一个榜样。
A church that is mobile.
是个很流动性很活的教会。
A church that is self-giving.
是个很愿意付出的教会。
That will go to the ends of the earth.
能够直到地极。
And South America is about as far to the ends of the earth that I can think of at the moment.
谈到地极的我就想到南美了。
Lots of Chinese there.
那里很多的中国华人。
And maybe some of you will be called by the Lord to do just that.
可能你们在做，有人就会神这样呼叫你做吧。
I've thought about South America a lot of times.
我常常都想起南美。
Yeah, Pastor Boone went to Central America.
陈牧师曾经去过中美洲。
I also went there myself.
我也去过。
To another part of Central America.
当然是中美洲的另外一部分。
Looking for the opportunity to establish the work of the Lord there.
看有没有机会去传讲神的，在那里伸展神的福音工作。
And perhaps some of you will be part of this wonderful plan of God.
可能你们在座有部分就是这里神的工作的负责。
Well, at this point, I have to apologize again. I've gone half an hour beyond my intentional program.
我想你们道歉的时候可能也超时了，不过我们都不在意吧。
But at least you have the comfort that you might not see me for another 3 years or more.
可是我们希望，我们都很希望赵牧师能够尽快的回到我们当中。
What can I do? Yeah, so you won't have to suffer through these this again.
希望你记住他的话。
Yeah, so thanks for your love, your patience, your endurance.
谢谢你们的爱心。
And I hope you forgive me that my speaking often is very straight.
有时候可能我所说的话比较严厉。
And some people may feel it's too sharp.
可能有时候觉得我讲话太严了。
So I ask your forgiveness for that because I speak truly out of love.
希望你能够原谅我，可是我所说的每一句话都是出于爱心的。
So let us close in prayer.
让我们以祷告来结束。